Bountiful resident Gentry Williams was a healthy, active 25-year-old mother of three until she learned that she had cancer in November. Since her diagnosis with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, she has written about her treatment and life with cancer in her blog, Gentry's Journey.
You couldn't believe how busy I was answering phone calls and, you know, just all of us trying to keep family and friends in the loop. Everyone was so worried and concerned and wanting to know what was going on. And it was exhausting.
What started as a way to inform relatives and friends about her condition has since grown into a blog with thousands of readers. Williams talks about her illness, family, and LDS faith, and doesn't mince words. She writes about uplifting spiritual experiences, but also some of her life lows, both before and with cancer. This reality is part of the reason she thinks her blog has become so popular.
I don't really think it's the cancer. I think it's just that I share real life, like, okay, I'm not perfect, and I'm trying, you know, I guess just being relatable, like I'm human, and I make mistakes, but I'm trying my hardest.
In a recent post, Williams chronicled her experience of being taken to the intensive care unit with a high fever. Things had gotten so bad, her doctor began to discuss resuscitation orders with her. It was in these dark moments that Williams writes about finally understanding how serious her situation was. Williams's experience is also relatable. In the same blog post, she writes about crying all night after being in the ICU because, having already gone bald, she finally loses her eyelashes and doesn't recognize herself in the mirror anymore. Williams says she started the blog because she didn't have any experience with cancer herself. Just 2 weeks before her own diagnosis, she learned about a friend's diagnosis with the disease and wished she understood more of the details.
For me, I know how I would want to know details. You know, like when you say you're cancer and you're sick, like what do you feel? You know, I would be curious. And so I kind of wanted to give the details because I don't think many people would know. I wanted to incorporate what was really going on and what I was feeling so people could relate or get a better idea of what I was suffering with. And I wanted to incorporate how it can be a good thing too, you know, like how it's okay and how I've had so much help and how I've had miracles and blessings through it. You know, it's been more, I feel like this has been more of a blessing than a trial. I mean, it's, you wouldn't believe the good, I mean, that is in people. It's just amazing.
Williams says she always enjoyed journaling, and blogging has been a similar experience for her. She says it isn't hard to share the darker moments of her life with her readers because she believes it will help other people going through similar experiences.
I'd rather share it and be the one to take the risk if it helps someone feel better about themselves or, you know, with their situation.
Still, having such a big following has been what Williams calls shocking.
It's funny, I can't go to Target or Walmart, just grocery shopping, without at least two people stopping me. And like with tears in their eyes, they start their whole sentence off with, "You don't know me, but I read your blog." And it is just really, I mean, it's such a compliment and I love it.
Williams completed her fifth of six chemo treatments this past weekend and is looking forward to a complete recovery.
I'm so excited. They handed me a calendar, you know, schedule and stuff, and it said my last treatment, and I like tears filled my eyes, like I cannot wait. It's going to be so amazing.
Non-Hodgkin lymphoma has a 95% cure rate. Williams says she hasn't committed to continuing the blog following her last treatment, but she hasn't ruled it out yet either.
I don't have a plan for it. Like, I'm not going to try and make it my career or a job because being a mother is my first priority and being a good mom and a wife. But, you know, if it naturally just keeps happening, if I keep having, you know, experiences that I feel like sharing or if people want to keep up on how I'm doing, I would love it.
Visit UPR.org to learn more about Gentry Williams and her blog, Gentry's Journey. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.